She has friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll check. I'll double check those who I didn't get on there afterwards.
All right.
Counselor Azuki.
Oh, look at this boy.
Counselor Hadouche. Counselor Hadouche here.
Surprisingly
yes.
Heavy.
Counselor Kim. Keep the noise down, please, everyone. Counselor Kim.
Here. I'm here.
Counselor DePinto is present. Counselor Agarwal.
Present.
Counselor Risby is also present. Counselor Bruce. Counselor Belcourt. Let me just confirm here. Is here.
We got a message that she's.
Counselor Belcourt is not here. Azuki is here.
Yeah.
So Palmer is here.
Point of privilege. I got a message from a counselor saying that they are having trouble typing in live stream.
Who is that?
Me.
I don't know. It's his name says me.
Okay. Well, I'm looking on the on the thing here, so I'm just going to confirm with these. Just going to bear with me, you guys. Don't see Councilor Chung. Councilor Rosalind down here. No. Councilor Staff on here. Looks like also a no. Councilor Hussein. Carb is. I believe that's everyone. I am here. General manager is not. Okay. I'd like to first begin by reminding you all of the oath you have taken. We acknowledge the land in which we gather, traditionally known as Stony Creek, is Treaty 6 territory, a traditional meeting ground for many Indigenous peoples. The land in which the Augustana campus of the University of Alberta is located, provided a traveling route and home to the Musqueaches, the Hiyawak, Ni'i, Tsitapi, Nakota, Tsutini, thank you, nations, the Métis, and other Indigenous peoples. Our spiritual and practical relationships to the land create a rich heritage for our learning and our life as a community. I chose to read the Augustana one because the one we have is for North Campus. So our announcements, next meeting will be back at the North Campus on Tuesday, October 30th in Council Chambers. There's also one other item that is under Speaker's business that I'll call a special order on the main agenda about council nominations. So at the break, I'm going to send you all an email with the, I got to talk to a few people and send out an email and do it through this meeting and tonight, and I'll make a deadline probably end of the week to vote on the people who are nominated. I'm going to close nominations now, so anyone who nominates after today will not be taken. There were four nominations submitted, three that I could accept because self-nomination is not allowed, there was one self-nomination. So there's three people nominated. I'll give you more information later on. I will send out that information after the meeting today for you to vote on up until Friday. It's done in preferential order. Yes.
For the scholarships, you mean?
For the scholarships, yes. Yes, this is for the scholarship nominations. So I'll send an email out. According to standing orders, they were supposed to be done at the end of last term, but there was some mix-up with that, and that's fine. So anyone has any questions about this council scholarship nominations, feel free to let me know afterwards. Okay.
Since the next council meeting is on October 30th, the schedule says October 16th. So have we changed from the original schedule that was...
16th would make sense. I will confirm with the schedule that was sent. And I will, after this, I'll confirm the schedule and let you guys know. But it does say 30th on here. That might have been a typo. I will double check. Any other questions or points before we get started?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. I have a question.
Yes.
How's the pizza situation?
We're all started.
If you would like to quietly get up and grab it, as long as you're not making too much noise, that's fine. And not everyone get up at once.
Okay.
One or two people at a time, grab some pizzas.
It's pretty good.
Here, we'll do this actually. Everyone, now is your opportunity to grab pizza. Go grab pizza.
Let me get back to
you right now.
I'm going to sit because I can just go.
Okay.
Yo, we can just slide back.
I don't think so.
Oh.
Oh, I feel bad now. I jumped the line. I'm just kidding. I don't feel bad at all.
Thank
you.
Here we are.
It's so good.
It's so good.
Whoa. Oh, my God.
You're losing it. You're losing it.
Crisis averted.
They're
all the same, yeah. They're all sorted by type. So there's 4 veggie, 3 deluxe, and 1 chicken bacon Alfredo. 4 veggie, 3 deluxe, 1 chicken bacon Alfredo.
They were literally trying to pitch us with 5 of their plates.
No, what do you know?
Dude, your computer's gonna be so greasy. Here's what you do. Okay, well, you're eating the first piece of pizza. You use the second piece of pizza as a plate.
There should be a big stain right here. And it's called Jägermeister on my laptop.
Oh my God, Robert, you're such an alcoholic. But it's a pretty good story, actually.
Would anyone like a plate?
I think Robert would like a plate.
Wouldn't you? Are you sure? Man, you're hardcore.
Let's try to work out some.
So you want to make it so it doesn't count?
I'm kind of like wondering what you're going to do about it.
Like, watch out. Don't let that sink in.
I don't really know what the proper thing would be. Maybe there's a maximum amount of time you can use it.
We were talking about that last
time. Is this weird? Does this taste better than the panico in it?
But I haven't submitted anything.
Not everyone's gone.
What do you mean? Just went. I was on one vacation in 3 years.
You going to Calgary again?
No, I'm going to some piece of shit.
Where?
Some piece of Lacey's.
Where?
Oh, Lacey.
Please. We have no presentations today, so that little break for pizza will conclude my speaker's business. We have no presentations today, so we will move to the executive committee reports.
Can we have a word there?
Yes.
Item 10-8B to committee business.
10-8B?
The U.S.
inaugural. Yes, that should be in... Thank you very much. The minutes, can we have that moved to the... Thank you. Actually, before we continue with the executive committee reports, one more thing. Because we don't have the system, if you wish to speak, raise your placard. When I look at you and nod, that means you have been added to the speakers list. Okay, I will look you directly in the eyes and nod. So don't put your placard down. It's usually look at you and nod. If you put your placard down before that, you might not get to speak. As well, voting will be done using placards as well. Yes?
In addition to 10-8-B, shouldn't that other one be special ordered as well? Any nominations should kind of like come first?
The Governing
Planning Committee?
Sorry.
That is a general order. Committee business is specifically to Students' Council Committees. So,
okay.
I would say that should be... I'm going to keep that as a general order because it was a something brought up from external to the Students' Council. Boards and committees that are exactly particular to Students' Council would stay under Board and Committee business. Okay. So, is there any members of the executive who wish to make a report? And you can't, and if I give you the floor, don't begin until I say your name. And Vice President Brown.
All right. Hello, everybody. I just want to thank the Augustana Students Association for having us today. It's great to be back out at Augustana. For my report, I'll try to keep it short, but I do have a few points to cover. We're going to be launching a cause tuition campaign October 16th to 18th. So that's the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of that week. Some of our counterparts have already started this, but the aim is to provide a little bit more pressure on the provincial government to release the tuition review, and hopefully with things that are going to be attractive to students. So I'm looking for a few volunteers if anybody wants to help table between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. in sub on those 3 days. I'll be sending out a volunteer Google sheet after this. Keep an eye out for that. Looking into working with the Graduate Student Association on some potential advocacy and CASA things, which is exciting. Senate plenary went really well last week. Made some very good ends with Campus Saint Jean issues with the Senate. As well, we did a student panel, myself and the other three student senators, that went really well. It was very well received in talking about student issues. I think it provided a very unique context and sort of a realistic context for senators when we talk about student issues. I'll be meeting tomorrow with Edmonton Tourism to talk more about student integration into the city. And then, just a reminder, this was in my report, but I'll be in Winnipeg all of next week. So if you want to reach me, please send me an email, because I'm not going to be in the office. And then I'll be in Victoria after that. So I'll be back in the office on the afternoon of October 16th. Thank you.
Thank you, Vice President Brown. I'll go to Vice President Bourgeois.
Yo. So, yeah, these have been a couple of really busy, fun weeks. Continue working on the updated version of the TSC and the EDI policies coming soon to a council meeting near you. I got to sit in on this cap and gown ceremony, which was really cool. We met the graduating class from 50 years ago. Campus is a lot more diverse now. GFC happened, that was great. Campus Facility Safety and Security Group, we will be publishing a report with the university on security issues, and really cool at the Residents Advisory Committee, the president of the Hub Community Association, Jared, he really pressed the university on what they're going to do about one-card scanners on the doors in Hub, and they actually seemed really interested in having that conversation, so we're pretty thrilled about that. And Dieboard, we have hired another Tribune, and they are phenomenal. Their name is Christian. Thanks for listening, folks.
Thank you, Vice President Bourgeois. Any other executives wish to make a report? Vice President Ritzel.
All right. Hi, everyone. Thanks for having us on the 7th. It was a lot of fun. So the last couple of weeks have just been a lot of committees, both internal and external. Just that kind of, we had our first health and dental committee meeting, which went well, as well as I chair a board called the Friends of the Meyer Horowitz Theater, and they're just kind of an advisory committee to what we should do with that project. And so that was really successful. I gave them a similar rundown as to what I gave council a couple weeks ago about the two options moving forward. And speaking of that, in my written report, I told you that I kind of took all the data that you folks had to say in that survey about the presentation and thought I'd summarize it really quickly for you. So 14 out of 15 of you said that you prefer the student spaces fee, which is to be used all across campus, all across campuses, because it offers more flexibility, greater impact on students, things like that. Then you provided a lot of good consultation questions moving forward, and as I said in the written report, I will be presenting to COFA in the coming weeks, so that's step two of the consultation. And then some big concerns were Augustana. It's like, what do we do with Augustana? So that's something that we'll be working closely to decide how that fee would be dispersed here as well. And then also just kind of defining what the breadth of the student's spaces fee would be, as well as many other concerns. So you will be opening marketing volunteer roles for that. Those applications will go live right after Thanksgiving. So if any of you are interested or have friends that are interested, send them the link. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Vice President Ripka. Vice President Banner.
Hello, Council. I have a lot of things to update additional to my written report. So the past few weeks, I recently was on the Coca-Cola Adjudication Award, where we awarded almost like 15 awards out of like hundreds of applications, which is really, really tough, but it's great to see how many people on our campus are involved in various things. We also went to a brand perception focus group for the University of Alberta, which was really interesting, where we were able to provide our feedback about our experience on campus and how that could impact the new brand image. I think President Larson can probably speak more to it if you have any more questions. STRI had its first session last Thursday, and I was really happy to be able to give a speech talking about how STRI impacted my campaign running for VP Academic and how I'm really just happy to be there for the rest of the year. It was extremely humbling to not see my predecessor, Shane Scott, and pre-predecessor Marina Bannister there, so it was definitely a really interesting place to be. Today we had our first Council of Student Affairs meeting. Nothing really exciting happened, but we are looking at changing the committee composition for it. There's lots of concerns about turnovers with Faculty Association executives, so I do have a really interesting session coming up, and I will keep you updated on it, so if you do have any questions, please talk to me after, but I do have a few ideas, which I am really excited to involve Council with. I also added, I'm getting a lot of questions about open studies information, so I've attached an information item to the end of this agenda as a report, and I'm really rushing through this. And I'm out of town from October 5th to 13th for an open education conference in Buffalo, so I will be out of the country. So if you need to contact me, please, via email would be great, but I will be slow to respond. But thank you very much.
Thank you, Vice President Battinger. Any members of the executive? President Larson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just really quickly, I've done a number of things over the last 2 weeks. I have had gosh knows how many social engagements, and almost every day I'm here from 8 till 9 for the last 2 weeks. Please check out my report if you have any questions about those in particular. To note, though, is that we have had a number of things come forward, in particular with the board and the board working groups. So things like Councillor Billick was also in the room for these. We've gotten breakdowns on more than 16.9 million in from last year's budget rollover went to and or surplus and one-time funding. We've received information on how the university perceives its budgeting going forward, in particular where it's going to have revenue drivers and how they're approaching those questions. This is the earliest in the year they have ever opened up these discussions, in particular to our committees like Board of Finance and Property and Board Learning and Development and a few other places. I don't know where, at APC, I believe, myself and Councillor Billick went over these numbers. It's important to note that the university is conservatively budgeting again, or is presenting at the onset conservative budget numbers. So they aren't likely to change from their targets that they proposed last year going forward. However, there will be more discussions and it will probably get more political following October and November with the release of the tuition. That being said, the next Board of Governors meeting is October 12th. It will be in 231 SAB. If anybody has any questions about what will be happening there or if you have interest in attendance, please let me know. Aside from those things, I do want to thank both the Finance Committee and the Bylaw Committee for approving two motions that I submitted improperly. So that was really fantastic, Bill. Thank you so much. I will be continuing to work on those projects, one being bilingual.
Thank you, President Larson, that's all your time.
And public awareness campaign.
President Larson, please, if you're out of time, please speak. stop speaking. All right, so that will conclude the executive committee reports. Now moving to board and committee reports. Is there any members of ARC who can make a report on behalf of ARC? Vice President Bourgeois.
Yeah.
Is there anyone in the election?
Council Sunday is not here.
Okay. Yeah, so the ARC Town Hall happened last Thursday. And I'm stalling just for 1 second so that I can find this this thing here. So yeah, we held the town hall. It was phenomenal. We had over 75 people show up. We had the elder there. It was just really a enjoyable time. We're going to be rescheduling the ARC meeting so that we can kind of talk about how it went, compile the information that we received, and then add those things to the list of recommendations. So it was a huge success. Thanks to everyone who helped out.
Thank you, Mr. President Bourgeois. I go to Councilor Thibodeau for audit. Councilor Thibodeau.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. So we finally confirmed our meeting time, which will occur on off-council Fridays at 4 p.m. At our last meeting, we went over the audit process due to the large amount of turnover in our committee, and we reviewed all the allocation for the audit. So now that we have that squared away, we should be ready to go. We have noticed we have a fairly large backlog of audits going back to the spring and summer, so we will be working with DG to get those through as soon as possible, but with an engaged committee and a bunch of councillors that are ready to put some work in, I think we should get those done fairly quickly.
Thank you, Councillor Thibodeau. I go to Councillor Kim for bylaw. Councillor Kim.
Hello. Thank you, everyone, for hosting us here. It's great to be back here and with a different position this time. So bylaw committee has met last Thursday, which is September 27th, and we went through a few motions, and all the motions that we have made has passed, and it'll be presented to you through the committee business today. Those include the first principle of Bill 5 regarding the bilingualism, and second one is the first principles of Bill 2, the presentation that we have, that VP Ripka and I have done regarding the attendance prevention. Our next meeting will be on October 11th at 4 p.m. at South 606.
Thank you, Councilor Kim. Governor Flanagan for CAC.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. CAC has not met since our last council meeting. However, this past Friday, a few of the chairs from the various committees met in the somewhat informal council of chairs meeting. And a couple things to come out of that meeting. There was a briefly discussed amalgamating the submission and publishing deadlines of the various committees, since they are all quite different. And so the consensus was to recommend that we unify the submission of publishing deadlines to align with the council date and times. So whereas, for example, audit is 24 hours prior to the meeting for submissions, and publishing is no later than 4:30 p.m. on the business day prior, as opposed to, say, policy committee, which is 2 business days prior for submission and 2 business days prior for publishing. We have decided to recommend that all of the committees unify the submission to be 2 business days, 8 a.m. 2 business days prior to the meeting, and then 4:30 p.m. 2 business days prior to the meeting for publishing. That will give kind of get DG on the same page and make sure that kind of there's nothing missed, nothing falls through the cracks. We've also talked about a submission route for members to submit for orders of the day, where everybody is free to submit orders of the day directly to DG, just CCing the committee chair when they do so. There was a where to put the Executive Compensation Advisory Committee. Didn't really get a consensus on that. I think we kind of agreed upon a trimesterly meeting, and it might end up being a subcommittee under CAC eventually. And then awards committees, we couldn't really come to a conclusion on that either. The next CAC meeting will be prior to the next council meeting in a couple of weeks.
Climbing, that's all the time you have.
So come to that.
Climbing, once your time is up.
Oh, man.
This is what happens when you set an example, President Larson. Allow to President Larson for the executive committee.
The one piece of business that has been passed from the executive committee since our last was a motion from VP Ripka for staff appreciation with a PA request, which I think is in the tune of $200. It's been up to $250, I have been just informed. It's an appreciation event to make sure that we let everybody know that we appreciate them from their week of welcome work. It's an extremely stressful time of year. Aside from that, we've had discussions on a range of topics, including things like residence rents, the aforementioned board developments, and some speaking arrangements with our for our executives. However, there hasn't been anything of substance aside from, no job descriptions, no other motions. I'm looking at the team here, see if I missed anything. We've been a little quiet since the first week of September.
Thank you, President Larson. I'm going to Vice President Ripka for Finance.
So the main thing that happened at the last Finance Committee meeting is that we approved $50,000 to be used out of the Campaign and Advocacy Reserve for the, what do you call it,
Public Awareness Campaign.
Public Awareness Campaign, which is trying to reach students better on campus to explain the value of the SU to them. So that's pretty exciting. I have a feeling that the next Finance Committee meeting will be canceled, so it means that we'll see each other at council in between then, but I will just plant this little seed. Core managers from all our departments will be starting to present their goals and kind of mini strategic plans to Finance Committee to not only explain goals so that Finance Committee members have a better understanding of what each department foresees and needs come budget time, but also to get a little bit of student feedback. So if you're interested in the operations of the SU and providing feedback, you're welcome to come at any point. So we meet Wednesdays from 5 to 6 off council weeks. So, yeah, thank you.
Thank you, President Ripka. I'm going to Councillor Ferris for NomCom.
Awesome. So NomCom did meet. Yay! Which is awesome. If you didn't read the full reports of everyone, we did appoint 3 council members to the Strategic Planning Committee, Strategic Plan Steering Committee, so congratulations to Councillor Stack, DePinto, and Bielak. Good for them. We also finished all of our applications for the ALES faculty position, but we did table the nomination for the Indigenous Student at Large to the Strategic Plan Steering Committee. That's a lot of it. We still have those open, and we have a meeting this Friday to appoint to that. I don't know if those applications closed, but if you know anyone that came up in that, those applications are still there, which is awesome. Other than that, that's it.
All right, thank you, Councilor Ferris. I told Councilor Rates, I believe he's in the live stream still, that he can post his report there if he would like, so we'll come back to that.
Point of information?
Yes.
I have the report from Councilor Rates.
You have the report from Councilor Rates?
Yeah.
Councilor Bielak, you have the report.
This is from Councilor Rates. Last meeting of policy was September 25th. We reviewed the TRC policy, so aiming to have a first draft at the end of October, and then consultation occurring over November. Concerning EDI, consultation is still ongoing. And VP Bourgeois and Councillor Moale are going over that engagement. So a consultation on the second half is initiated and the draft is coming to a completion, as well as standing orders. Standing orders update to incorporate research department reviewed and will be finalized soon. So that's just like the SU will do research over the policies. The next meeting is October 9th. Hoping to see updated versions of the TRC policy, the EDI policy engagement, and standing orders regarding policy committee review and research process, and possible updates to the food policy and the students and governance policy.
Thank you, Councilor Bielak. I'll go to Governor Flanagan for the Board of Governors.
thank you, Mr. Speaker. Not a whole lot to report from me for the time being. We haven't had a plenary session of the Board of Governors since our last meeting. We were supposed to have a Board Safety, Health, and Environment Committee meeting this past week, which was canceled because there was nothing on the agenda. And we did have a BERT, or the new committee, BRPAC, I can't remember the acronym for at the moment, meeting on Friday, which I was unable to attend because of a schedule conflict with work, which I hope to be resolved for the next committee meeting. But I am scheduling a meeting with the committee chair, Mary Pat Berry, to go over what we missed and then plan for the next meeting. As President Larson mentioned, our next meeting is on October 12th. I hope to have a lot more to report after that. Thank
you. Governor Flanagan. Any members of any boards or committees wish to make a report? Includes anybody who's on a DFU board. Anyone would like to report? Seeing none, that will conclude board and committee reports. We'll now move into open forum. So open forum is where our guests, we have lots today, the opportunity to ask questions of members of council. So for our guests, I'll just quickly give you a lowdown of what the procedure is. You're allowed to ask up to 3 verbal questions, not to exceed 30 seconds each. In each question, you must first say who you are, and then say who you're addressing it to, and then you'll have 30 seconds to ask a question. Okay, so I will start your 30 seconds after you've introduced yourself and said who you're talking to. Any questions about that? Okay. If you'd like to speak, just put your hand up and I will acknowledge you, and you can stand up and do your thing. So, for open forum, are there any guests who wish to ask a question? I believe we have one from the Gateway on the live stream.
Okay,
they're still here. We can run away from them, but they'll still find us. All right, from the Gateway, specifically Nathan Fung to Vice President Brown. Can you expand on the cause campaign regarding the tuition review?
Yeah,
your
sure
time starts now.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you to the Gateway for the question. This campaign is going to build off of a cause report that was released last year that talked about the unpredictability of tuition, because we've been in a tuition freeze since 2015, but we know that that's going to likely come to an end with the release of the tuition review and possibly legislation in the fall. So the goal of this campaign is to again talk about the unpredictability of tuition, especially how, you know, the weather is unpredictable, as we saw in Calgary this morning, but tuition shouldn't be. And we're going to be tabling in sub, as I said, for 3 days. We'll also have a social media launch, but the goal of it is so that students can contact the Minister of Advanced Education, Marlon Schmidt, with their comments and request the release of a predictable tuition plan. And they can go to cause.net/tuition for more information.
Thank you, Mr. President Brown. Any other guests who wish to ask a question? Yes.
Hey, so my name is Taylor. I'm the president of the Arts Council Association. My question would probably be for VP Brown about that cause tuition campaign. Are there any like resources or things that we can use here to help us out so that we can campaign here?
Vice President Brown.
Yeah, thank you for the question. There sure absolutely are. I'll get in touch with you probably by the end of the week and start forwarding some materials. We're just getting all of those details together. But yeah, I'd love for you guys to help out. That would be awesome.
Thank you, Vice President Brown. Any other guests who wish to ask a question? Question again from the Gateway from Nathan Fung. Question for Vice President Batnagar. Could you provide more details on the retail line that was mentioned in the executive report? Vice President Batnagar.
Thank you for the question. So the SU executive has been very attuned to looking at a better, essentially, swag lineup for the University of Alberta Students Union specifically. So some of the discussions that we've been having with our marketing, communications, and business departments is that we do want to launch a Students Union retail line to be hosted in sub-March. So the details of that are still being laid out, but we are going to be getting hopefully a lookbook designed at the end of this year. It is a very long-term project, so I wouldn't hope on this happening in this term, but I definitely think that it's a project that will happen over a long time, because we do want to determine the best kind of swag that we can release and the best kind of lines by consulting students, whether it be through doing like a competition for the best design, but we do want to involve students in the kind of brand that we want to sell at the, like, as a retail line.
Thank you, Vice President Batnagar. Any other guests who wish to ask a question?
I'm not entirely sure. I'm thinking probably about the student spaces fee and how that would affect other campuses.
Great, thank you.
Vice President Ripka.
Thank you for the question. So it's all undecided at this point. So what I presented to council a couple weeks ago, that was a big thing. Is like, this is an idea, tell us how it should work. And so Lane has already, or Councillor Anderson, sorry, has already expressed interest that he would be willing to meet one-on-one to talk about what would work best for you. And if all the ASA kind of wants to be involved, we could even come down and we can have like a discussion all together. There's been a lot of talk about eventually, so like students will pay into this fund, will use some of it for sub, and then there's going to be projects around campus that will need renovation or sprucing up in some way. But then the point was brought up that like maybe some better funded faculties don't need it as much. So how, well, like what's the kind of process to decide who gets it? And all of that is undecided so far. There's been some good ideas, so if you do have thoughts, I'd absolutely love to hear it.
Yeah. Any other questions from guests? Yes.
Hi, Naomi Beck, I'm an academic. This question is for Vice President. Can you clarify what you mean by student spaces? Which specific spaces are you talking about?
Mm-hmm. Vice President Ripka.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. As I mentioned in my oral report, that is one of the on the to-do list is how to define. So overall, there are three different types of spaces on a campus. There's administrative, academic, and then other. So that's a pretty big category, you know? So we actually have to take the responsibility by consulting with the university also how to define non-academic or student-oriented space. So it's pretty broad, and I'm guessing that we're gonna try to keep it as broad as possible, but we don't know yet. The idea is that, you know, so you kind of have a grasp of what it would be like, would just be, places to eat with your friends, or to hang out, or to study that isn't a library, that isn't a classroom, that isn't a lab. So there's my non-specific answer for you.
Speaking of President Ripka. Yes.
Hi, I'm Allie. I'm the representative on the Student Association. I was just wondering if these fees are going to go directly to main campus and then get distributed, like students and all this data, or are the fees from us going directly to main campus to be dealt with up there, or are we going to have something somewhere here? Sorry, Vice President
Ripka. Vice President
Ripka. As I mentioned already, none of that's decided yet, so okay. I have no answers because we're still in the very baby steps of consultation right now. My guess, in fact, I can say 99% sure, yes, it will go to the Students' Union building, where all of our accounting department is, and we do all of our fees through there, just the central location. That doesn't mean, however, that you have no say in what happens to the money. It's just similar to how you get your faculty association money, or campus association money, it would be a similar process to that.
Any other questions from guests? Go once. Go twice. That will conclude open forum. Now move into question period. Let's get my timer working in here. Now open question period, beginning with a question that was submitted on the live stream. Councillor Palmer to Vice President Ripka, wondering if there was any further comment as to the emergency alert test that was sent out earlier this afternoon? Vice President Ripka.
No, there has not been, although I did receive something in my UAlberta email. It was just a test, so they're doing that all around campus to ensure that campus is secure and safe. Check your UAlberta email and you'll probably have received it. So, thank you.
By President Ripka. Any other members of council who wish to ask a question? Councillor Kim.
I have a question for Vice President Bourgeois. So in your report, you have mentioned that the resident services have
decided to go up by 2%, which is CPI. So could you explain how increasing 2% means that meets the CPI requirement, and does it work for all the building, or is it average of the building or a specific building? Secondly, actually, I'll ask that for now.
Good choice, you had 4 seconds left. Vice President Bourgeois, please.
Yeah, thank you for your question. So the 2% that I was referring to, or the CPI-based increase, which may or may not be exactly 2%, I don't know what the CPI rate is right now, would apply only to meal plans in the residences. So anybody who currently pays an anytime dining meal plan fee would see their fee raised by CPI this year. The second part of that is that rent will also be going up by more than CPI. It is proposed, to be going up by more than CPI. Nothing is confirmed yet. Nobody's voted on anything, but their plan right now is to raise it by 5% every year, compounded for 3 years. So yeah, that is the that is currently the plan being proposed by Rent Services.
Thank you, Vice President Bourgeois. Any other members of council? Second, Councillor Lee.
For the mental health strategic plan to...
Question. Begin with who your question's for.
Yes, I was about to say. To Vice President Bourgeois, on the mental health strategic plan, I see that when you originally tried focus groups, you switched to virtual polling stations. I understand there are different merits to focus groups and polls. I was wondering why you made that change and what impact you think it might have on results.
Vice President Bourgeois.
Cool, yeah. So this is a great question, thank you. The reason that we decided to move away from focus groups is because, well, first of all, nobody signed up for the focus group, even though we did extensive push to be like, hey, please show up and contribute your feedback. So I saw a post about Red Deer College, and they put up virtual polling stations around their campus, and they're a pretty small campus, and they received over 1,000 responses from people indicating their opinions on cannabis. So I was like, great, what if we offered a small incentive to students, got a way, way broader pool, because then we could target engineering, nursing, Campus St. Jean, bring one here, or send it back with Councillor Anderson, I'm not really sure. Get opinions from all over campus, and then follow up with those people, because we'll collect their CCID, inviting them to a focus group. So then we have the people that are already interested in talking about it, we invite all of them to a focus group, and hopefully that gives us a much more robust sample size.
Thank you, Vice President Bourgeois. Councillor Bielak.
VP Brown. So we've been hearing for a while that the government's going to come out with tuition regulation eventually, and I've been hearing that for a while. I'm just like, is it actually time? Is it actually going to happen, or are we just being fed lies again? What's your take on the whole situation?
Thank you to Councillor Bielak for the question. I could talk about this for a solid hour. We have been waiting on this for a long time. That is an absolute truth. I'm personally getting a little frustrated at this point that we haven't seen it yet. However, when the Premier was here a couple of weeks ago to make an announcement, she did say that this would be legislated on in the fall. So I can't, I don't know whether it will be or not, but we have a good mechanism to hold the Premier and her cabinet to account if it doesn't. And I can say that we have talked at the Council of Alberta University student membership level about how we would respond if it's not going to be legislated on in the fall, and so basically, hopefully we see things, and if we don't, there will be action.
Vice President Brown. Any other members of council who wish to ask a question? Councilor Thibodeau.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. My question is for President Larson. An education student recently asked me about one of the executive's office hours, and I didn't know where to send them. Is there any place online or anywhere else where those are readily available to students at the U of A?
President Larson.
I don't think they're actually posted on the website as of right now, unless VP has a different information than I do. No, we generally post them on Facebook on our pages, and or they're generally posted alongside our reports. I know that we all have varying systems for our office hours that accommodate not only our schedules, but those who want to meet. I'm available the first Tuesday of every month from 12 to 1, or by appointment, just because my calendar doesn't allow for anything else. However, that is good feedback, and we'll try and see if we can get it. I think an appropriate place would probably be on our executive page, so I'll see what we can do.
President Larson. Any members of council wish to ask a question? Councilor Bilak.
VP Batnagar. So tomorrow on Thursday are the by-election, which is naturally very exciting. But like, how can we like push it out and like get other people we know to vote? What's the strategy or what's the game plan?
Vice President Batnagar.
Thank you for the question. Yes, if you want people to vote, you simply have to tell them to do so. The website will be suvotes.ca. I would encourage you to post on your social media and talk to students individually. However, the chief returning officer will hopefully be sharing some social media posts that you can also share. It will also be emailed to all students. So if you know, if students are looking for the link, they'll hopefully be able to click on that link. But at the end of the day, if you want students to vote, the number one thing you can do is tell them to vote and tell them why it's important to vote by electives. Thanks for the question.
President Bandiger. Any other members of council who wish to ask a question? Councilor Lee.
My question is to Vice President Ripka. So, of course, we had a bus to come down to Augustana. There were 7 of us on it. It was a full school bus. I took a quick look at rental rates, and it cost probably several $1,000s for us all to bus down here. Has it been looked into possibly in future years when we have meetings at Augustana, having a way to figure out how many people might be on the bus and buying an appropriately sized vehicle for the afternoon so that we do not waste students' money on a large but admittedly fun party bus?
Thank you, Councilor Lee.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and thank you for the question. Yes, in fact, I said those very words on the way up here. Wow, maybe we should look into this next year so we don't spend $1,000 or more on a bus that no one uses. So yeah, point gladly taken. I think that if we had a sign-up sheet as to who would be driving themselves, who would be... it costs $450 for the bus.
It's actually cheaper.
Allegedly. I don't know exactly. Yes, I do think that the process could be tightened next year. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President. Any other members of council wish to have questions? Councilor Kim.
Okay, I have a last question to Vice President Bourgeois. So my question was, so how did they evaluate at CPI according to university's site? How did they like evaluate based on the rent portion? And second portion was, their proposed plan previously was 2% each year over a few years. That was past 7, alongside the international teacher fee, if I'm not mistaken. But 5% seems extremely high. And what is SC's plan on advocating for this?
President Bourgeois?
Okay, there was many questions. Okay, so how did they first arrive at 2% CPI?
Yeah. How is it?
I'm not sure. They just gave a presentation at the Residence Advisory Committee. So they just said, here are our figures. They didn't walk us through the process as to how they arrived there. The second question.
So was it like 2%? Like, what was their initial approval by Senate? I think we had the answer.
Defer. Yeah. Can I just defer
or redirect the question?
Or redirect the question.
Who would? That would be up to the person who asked the question.
Yes. Redirect to Reed. Yeah. Also, like.
For council's benefit and as a point of information, all discussions on rental rates are come to the board. So often, although I can tell VP. Oh my God, Bourgeois. I was going to say Bruno. VP Bourgeois. I can give VP Bourgeois information. The most recent update of like the company on rental rates. For the for CPI, rent in general is always locked into CPI as well as food costs. So although we are a public institution, we have to approve those costs. Costs of rent go up in Alberta by CPI as well as food go up by CPI every year. You can find those numbers publicly available, usually on Alberta's website. So Because that was the second question on why would the university choose to increase rental rates by 5%. That was actually their target rates when they first proposed the last round of increases, so last year and rolling forward as well. They had, as already mentioned, targeted for 15% increase over 3 years, and they're going to continue with those targets. The reasoning is pretty out there. Sometimes it's mostly on staff costs is where their largest costs come from. However, massive overhauls of buildings, as well as costs on any capital expenditures, have to be covered by facility and operations. So let's say they're renovating Mac Hall, or they have built a new tower. All of those costs have to be covered by the cost of rent. Unfortunately, their rental rates are already above market, and also, unfortunately, they are not filling their beds, which means that the university does have to figure out if these cost increases are going to lead to people wanting to live in residence. As a board member, I do not believe that their approach is sustainable, and will continue to take that approach with the board. We will try and break down whenever they release actual numbers. As said, these are all targets for now. However, it's
Thank
hard to
President
debate their baseline costs.
Thank you, President Larson. Councilor Agarwal. This question is for VP Bettengard. First of all, thank you for all your hard work with Open Education Resource and Smart Fair and everything. My question is, you're going on a conference in Buffalo for about 10 days. First of all, so the question is, how is there going to be translation of information here for the U of A? Like, how are you going to bring back all the knowledge? Vice President Badner.
Great, thank you, Mr. Speaker, and thank you for the question. So I'm only going to be going to the conference from October 10th to 12th, and I'm leaving early for personal time. So at the conference, I was actually very lucky to be given a spot to present at the entire conference about the student and the librarian's input about open educational resources. So I will be doing an hour-long presentation alongside a digital initiatives librarian where I will talk about the work that we've done here at the University of Alberta, regardless of the fact that we don't have a sustainable OER funding model. And the way I'm going to bring this back is because the University of Alberta is fronting the cost for me to attend this conference, I am tied to doing a few presentations to the Center of Teaching and Learning to talk to professors about why it's so important that professors look into integrating OERs and how they can do them in a way that's accessible not only for students that are domestic, but international students and students who have other learning accessibility needs. So honestly, thank you very much to the University of Alberta for sending me to this conference, and I'm looking forward to coming back and doing some workshop series with the Center of Teaching.
Thank you, President Badger. We are almost out of time, so anyone who wishes to extend the question period. We have one person who's waiting to ask a question, but we're running out of time. Does anyone wish to extend?
How much time is left?
We have 46 seconds left.
I'll rescind my question.
Okay. If you wish to ask a question, you can put your hand up and say you want to extend. Otherwise, we're going to close it up here. Seeing none, that will conclude question period. I'll move to board committee business, beginning with the item that was special ordered. Bettengard moves to appoint one member to the one member to the UASU nominating committee. Vice President Bettengard, would you like? Oh yeah, is there a second for this motion? Governor Flavin, thank you. Vice President Bettengard, would you like to introduce this motion?
Sure. So the nominating committee is looking to fill a seat because we had a couple of things happen with the attendance regulations. It really meets like ad hoc and meets only as needed. Busiest times of the year are usually the end of the year where we're doing all of our GOC appointments to committees of looking at the chair and Senate. And yeah, it's a fun time. Councilor Ferris is a fun chair.
Thank you, President Bettengard. I'll now open the floor to nomination and debate to the motion. Governor Flint.
I would like to nominate Augustana Councilor Anderson.
Councilor Anderson, do you accept?
I respectfully decline.
Vice President Bettengard.
I would like to nominate Councilor
Yao. Councilor Yao, do you accept?
Yes, I do. No.
No.
Oh,
so no?
She says yes.
Okay. I have a point of parliamentary.
Yes.
Can we see who's in the... Do we know who's in that?
There's lots. Like, a lot. Holy moly.
Oh,
like, almost everyone is here.
Okay.
But if they're not in this room, they're probably in here. So I see Counselors Bruce, Hadouche, Lynn, Raitz, Rizvi, Moale, Hosseini, Belcourt, Cutarm, Palmer, Kobus, Rosalind, Bose, Ansari, Izuki, most people who are in the...
Everyone.
Okay. Like, most people.
To
and that would more be a point of personal privilege as opposed to how
okay.
Any other nomination or debate on this nomination? Those of you in the live stream, you can nominate by sending me a message as well. Governor Flyman.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Rosalind.
Councillor Rosalind, do you accept? Councillor Rosalind accepts. Okay. I saw it.
Passionate nominating.
Vice President Batman.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Hosseini.
Councillor Hosseini, do you accept? Stand by. And that's a no.
Oh.
Any other nominations? Yeah. Vice President Ripka.
Oh, just kidding.
Okay. Any other nominations from the floor? Going once. Going twice. I will then close nominations. So, because we don't have our secret ballot system, and we're not going to do this by public vote, because I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings in case things happen, we will do this, is I want you all to write the person you choose on a piece of paper. Yes.
Yes.
Speeches. Yes, we'll do the speeches. We'll do the speeches. You're right, yes. Don't worry, we'll do the speeches. I'm just saying that for this, please write your vote on a piece of paper and then come and give it to me after the speeches are done. Okay, those of you in the live stream can just try to message me who you wish to vote for once the speeches are done. Okay, so we'll begin the order that we're on in. Starting with the leash, you have 2 minutes to... And Councillor Rosalind, while Councillor Yao is speaking, you can type out your speech and I'll read it out for everyone. We'll begin with Councillor Yao.
Okay, I accept that because I was getting more responsibilities. And I do have some of my concern to like do something other than doing my work. And I think I can do it.
Thank you, Councillor Yao. Councillor Rosalind, we'll just give Councillor Rosalind a second. She's got to type it out for us and send it to me. Yes,
number five. Request for information.
Yes, what is that?
How often does the committee meet?
As you said, when we introduce a motion, it meets as needed. We have one meeting this Friday at 3, but other than that, it's only when necessary, and then we put a poll up to when people can attend.
Yes, I will, Councillor Raitz. Excellent point. Give me a second here. My thumb's towards where I stab myself in the back. That's pretty stupid, I agree.
Speech there.
I'm sorry. still typing. I'll let her finish.
Sure.
Yes.
Can I add some words to my speech?
You only used 30 seconds, so I suppose I will let you use another minute.
Yes. And because she is making up sentences, I think I could probably fail, so I should ask some. Like, I will do presents. I do will present on meetings, and I will do what's required to do, and I won't run away when you need me.
Thank you, Councilor Yao. We have our paragraph here from Councilor Rosalind. As Rosalind says, I am hardworking, and as a councilor, I would like to take more responsibilities as a committee member. I declined the regional nomination because I wasn't sure about my time commitment, but now I believe that I can take the role as a NOMCOM member. I am willing to learn as well. That's what we have from Councilor Rosalind. Okay. So now please take a minute or two. I'll give you, 3 minutes to finish writing it down, make a decision, and bring it up to me. It shouldn't take that long, but... So if you would like, make a message me the name of the person you choose.
I have either way to find out.
Can you
block
up the
change?
I feel
bad.
Come
Tanja,
save
that.
We should all be so enthusiastic.
You know, I was like running on, but you know what I get.
Ooh. No, maybe like told Mario Kart thing.
Yeah, I'm never gonna be able to play Mario Kart again.
Oh, I heard she's fiery.
Oh my gosh, she is spicy.
Three? Wow. Or this paragraph?
It's this paragraph.
Oh.
She does her thing. No. Other Andre is happy to be there.
What?
He's talking about his hair. It's Donald Trump talking about his hair.
Dad, get out of here.
But it's not.
Wait.
Yeah.
I just had...
This is what Donald Trump is saying about his own hair.
So he admits it was awful?
He admits that his hair looks ridiculous. Okay. At least Stormy Daniels says it does.
No more minute to get your votes in. 1 minute.
Oh, your residency. They're declining really strangely. I don't know what's going on. Oh, they're not declining.
Yeah, that's what's happening.
Something I was going to add, I wish this for future meetings, but it's like we could take these votes with just our online website. So we don't have our passive technology. We're able to do it much more.
Oh, you know my screen.
Automatically tabulates it.
It's got meetings over.
I think it's not that I see that it requires.
Yeah,
you block
it.
I was hoping it'd be like swappable. Get me out, but no.
Apparently, Donald Trump is obsessed with short pink.
Oh,
he has like an unhealthy obsession with short pink.
But don't be all know.
Yeah, you know what? That's true. You can't fault him.
Copy.
Can I open this? Like, how do I excuse
go on, just push.
Side. Oh my god.
From the middle, you just push them out.
Okay, that will conclude opportunities to vote. But now that I shut this thing off, I gotta give it a minute to cool down before I come back on. But I will tell you, I tallied these up as they came in. The next member of NOMCOM is Councillor Rosalind.
Can you see this?
What's that?
Councilor Rosalind here.
Yes, she can still hear us. She says thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, that will be our first item. I'll go back to our agenda. I know you guys can't see it, but I'll see if anyone does. Of course, we have another. I'm going to just do this. I'm going to keep this off once it comes on, because our next item is to appoint one member of council to Finance Committee. That is by Vice President Ripka. Is there a second for that motion?
Oh, wait, sorry. Point of something. Point of privilege, I suppose. I would like to table this indefinitely.
Table it indefinitely? That would be a motion.
Motion to table indefinitely. It was kind of on, by mistake.
Okay. So you you just want to never deal with
just
it again?
Just strike it off.
Strike it off? Okay.
Thank you.
Second for that motion. Councillor Kim, all in favor? Actually, would you like to speak to that?
Sure, yeah.
That quickly?
I just put it on the agenda preemptively before one of our members won their appeal to Dutchwood. So
okay.
We don't have a spot open.
Actually, you know what? We're not going to worry about this. I now rule that out of order. I will rule that. I can't remember what the word is, but it's not necessary.
Dilatory?
Dilatory. That's the word I'm looking for.
What?
I rule that motion dilatory, as there's no requirement for that. Okay. Councillor Kim, seconded by Governor Flanagan, moved to approve first principles, Bill number 2, Bylaw 100, Attendance Regulations. It is attached as an information item. I'll quickly go to it, as if you haven't read it yet, which you should have.
Ooh.
It's in 2018, 10.11.
Point of information. Oh. 10.11. Down. Oh, too far. Oh, my goodness. There we are.
That's
12. No, that's 12. One more up. Yes. There we are. There we go. We'll go with that. Okay, so you should have all had a chance to read this. I'll begin with going to Councillor Kim to introduce your motion.
Hi, everyone. So here we are again, back to this motion. Just like I mentioned, this was what Vice President Ripka and I have presented last week with different options. So for those of you who are not aware of the situation, basically, in August 2017, previous speaker asked the Dai Board interpretation of Bylaw 100 regarding the startup section of the regulation. So whether or not councillors who are, whether or not when we hold a council prior to their term, should it count to attendance regulation or not? And their answer basically was if it occurs before May 1, then the meeting should not count toward council attendance for any trimester. So based on those recommendations, Bylaw Committee have decided to update and include this interpretation to our Bylaw 100. So point number 5 speaks to it in accordance with the recommendation from the bylaw, from the Dai Board. Bylaw 100 section 21 shall explicitly state that introductory meeting of council occurring prior to the council's official term begins shall no longer be included in attendance regulation.
Okay, you have it, Kim. Now open the floor to debate on this motion. We can't vote on it until I see her 1-4, 1-against, so.
Oh.
Or at least 1-4.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to speak in favor of this motion, simply because I've seen the work that was put into it. We took the Dai Board's recommendations as we presented in our presentation last week, and I hope you will support it also. Thank you.
President Ripka? President Lush?
Call the question.
Can't call the question until it's 1-4, 1-against. We can vote. We can vote after 1-4. Subsidiary motions cannot, according to standing orders, subsidiary motions cannot be done until it's been spoken to 1-4 against. However,
no
vote
I speak
be
against. Call the question.
You know what? Okay. All right. That's a call the question. Is there a second? Vice President Ripka, all in favor? Any opposition to calling the question? The only other person who's on the speaker. That motion passes. We'll now go into vote on this motion. So the motion for approval of first principles for Bill number 2, Bylaw 110 regulations, all in favor? Any opposed? Motion carries.
Point of parliamentary brief?
Yes.
Did you tally the licensing votes?
Nope. Stand by.
Oh, yeah, we did move pretty quick on that one.
Quick, but I'm pretty sure we have enough people in the room to do.
Yeah.
I just said if anyone again.
Yeah, that's the easy way to do this.
I'm on TV.
Alright, there is no one against in the live stream either. Okay. Go back up here. Now move into Kim, seconded by Councillor Thibodeau. Move to approve first principles, bill number 5. First principles of bilingualism. I believe that will be right after the one we just looked at.
Yeah.
And here is the first principles. Councillor Kim, would you like to introduce the motion?
Yes. Hi, everyone. It's me again. So this time, though, I'm with a new bill. Actually, not new, but kind of new. So there was another Dyward ruling that, that has been happened in June. So this is Dyward ruling 28-02, because there was an issue with translation of our policy and bylaws from English to French. So the Dyward ruling first, there has to be immediate translation. So now that is done, so you can find French version of our bylaw and policies in our website. But another portion that we have to look into is more sustainable portion of it, where how are we going to deal with it if there's new bylaw and policy that pops up, which it does every day. And this bylaw outlines how we are planning to do it. Basically, we're planning to have member of students having given the task force to be translating bylaws and policies as they come up, and they will be there will be integration of the current legislature process to the Students' Council, and we will be yearly auditing the translated material to make sure that there is actual translation every year.
Thank you, Councilor Kim. Now, open for the debate of the motion. Vice President Brown.
Hey, Mr. Speaker. As a student of Campus Saint-Jean, I'm thrilled that this is finally happening. I'm glad that we have a very clear process that will define how this is done for the next number of years. And I'm finally glad that because Campus Saint-Jean does not have an English proficiency requirement for its students, where that results with certain students at Campus Saint-Jean not always being able to read and understand the bylaws and policies, that they will now have this opportunity. So I vote absolutely in favor.
Je pense que c'est aussi un très important pour notre étudiant français.
Merci.
Any other debate in the motion? Live stream? Anyone? Oh, we have one person typing. We have two people typing. Councillor Palmer says, I think this is great.
Right.
Councillor Raitt says, in all caps, I love it.
You don't have to shout it then.
Yeah, good.
I'm not going to shout it, there's people.
There's you too. That's what caps means.
The doors are closed.
Yeah.
One more person typing, let's give them a minute.
Can we have Councillor Raitt's enthusiasm noted on the minutes?
I feel like that's unnecessary, but you know what? Sure. Not the weirdest thing that's happened. Councillor Hadouk says overall in favor. I just don't like the idea of student translating. I think that CSJ deserves a professional translation, but it's just a suggestion, and I'll still vote in favor. President Larson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. To the councillor's concerns, that all of the translations will be audited yearly by an external translation audit, which will be a professional, well, hopefully a professional audit. It'll also hopefully provide opportunity to students who work However, to professionally audit every single bylaw or translation would be quite expensive, as we routinely change our bylaws and our political policies.
Thank you, President Larson. Councilor Palmer agrees with Councilor Hadouche, there should be more professional oversight. And Councilor Hadouche, in response to President Larson, says, sweet. S-C-H-W-E-E-T. Councilor Cunningham is typing. Councilor Cunningham says it makes sense. Julie voting in favor.
Cool. Do we need opposition?
You don't need opposition.
Oh, call the question.
Call the question. No, you need opposition to call the question.
Yeah, you say yes. You need opposition to call the question. You do not need opposition. We can just...
I'm staunchly opposed to this motion. Call the question.
Thank you, Councilor Thibodeau. I was also going to close debate right away anyways. However... Yeah, I'm actually going to not worry about the call to class. I'm going to close debate. I feel like it's officially debated. We all seem to be in favor. On the motion of approval of first principles, rule number 5, first principles of bilingualism, based on the diet board ruling, all in favor. People in the live stream, please put your message in the public chat. Here we have an overwhelming. Keep your black or tie if you're in favor, so I can actually count. 1, 2. Okay, thank you. Those in the live stream are all in favor. Motion carries. All right, we'll return to our agenda. That will conclude board and committee business. We'll now move into general orders, beginning with Battinger moves to appoint one member to GovWeek Planning Committee. Vice President Battinger, is there a second for this motion? Councilor Ferris, Vice President Battinger, you have the floor to introduce your motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So we had one of our councilors step down as the councilor position for the GovWeek Planning Committee, as they're going to be filling a different role on the committee as a get-out-the-vote coordinator position on the committee. So we are looking to fill a councillor position. The GovWeek Planning Committee membership, because it's not mandated to wear legislation, we've updated it to be actually very small, so that students on the committee have a very unique opportunity to plan a very specific event for what they want to see at GovWeek. Meetings are going to be bi-weekly, determined by people's schedules, so we're going to do a dual poll once we fill this up.
Thank you, Vice President Battinger. I'll now open the floor to nominations and debate and the motion.
Point of information. I'm just curious which councillors are already on this committee.
That would be a request for information.
A request for information.
And I will defer that to Vice President Battinger.
I believe that Councillor Risby is one of these members, and the other member slips my mind because we made a decision at the beginning of the day. I just don't know.
But
I'll get
me.
Back to you, VP Brown.
Oh, that's
Councilor
me.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks
for
remembering.
I think I am.
Okay, then. All right. Floor is open to debate and nominations. Vice President Brown.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Agarwal.
Councillor Agarwal, do you accept? Councillor Agarwal. Any other nominations? Councillor Ferris.
I nominate Councillor Bielak.
So Bielak, do you accept?
Can I ask a question? Maybe. Am I like on it with the Oasis?
We'll give you the floor to speak.
Is there rules for FAs? In like
you
on
are
the...
on it as the faculty association representative.
Okay, so I'm going to decline then. Thank you. But thank you for the nomination.
Councillor Rates nominates Councillor Yao. Councillor Yao, do you accept?
Okay, I accept.
And that's Governor Flynn.
Oh, what? I'd like to nominate Councillor Anderson.
Councilor
I
Anderson,
respectfully decline.
Okay. Vice President Battinger.
I'd like to nominate the Chair.
Governor Flynn, do you accept?
Request for information. What was the time commitment involved again?
It's going to be more or less bi-weekly, depending on people's schedules. So it's to be determined.
Afternoons or evenings?
To be determined by membership.
Did you say yes?
She said
yes. Okay, sure.
I can say no.
No. So that's a yes, Governor Fleming?
Yes.
Okay. Any other nominations from the floor? Going once. Councillor Agarwal.
Nominate Councillor Ferris.
Councillor Ferris, do you accept?
I respectfully decline.
Vice President Batnagar.
I nominate Councillor Cutarn.
Councillor Cutarn, do you accept? Councillor Cutter would like some time to think. I will come back to you. Any other nominations from the floor? Some people typing in the live stream, so we'll give them a minute to finish what they're saying. Any other nominations or debate from the floor? Councillor Palmer nominates Councillor Kobus. I don't know if Councillor Kobus is actually here in the live stream.
There we go.
Yes, she is. Councillor Kobus, do you accept?
Yes.
Councillor Kobus? Be patient with this.
I'd like to nominate multiple attendees.
So many, it just says multiple. Councillor Connor declines.
Oh, yeah.
Hmm? Yeah. Councillor Bowles nominates President Larson.
Oh, I respectfully decline.
I will write down Councillor Kobus as potential. If they don't respond by the time we get through this, there's no more, then we will consider that a decline. Councillor Palmer nominates Councillor Risby.
She's already a member of this committee.
Councillor Risby is already a member of the committee. Yeah. Councillor Post, do you accept? Is that a no?
Sorry,
yeah. Okay, Councillor Post declines. Councillor Post nominates Councillor Hadouche. Councillor Hadouche declines. Councillor Hadouche nominates Councillor Rates.
It's weird. This is like a, can't do that.
What's that? Councillor Rates. No. I don't believe Councillor Rates. Yeah, Councillor Rates had to step down because of his position. Councillor Kobus, if you're here, you have been nominated. Do you accept? Email me or something. I see nothing. Going once. Going twice. That will close nominations, and I will consider Councillor Kobus as a decline. So the two people who have accepted are Councillors Yao and Governor Flamin. Those are our two individuals. I will once again give you 3 minutes to write your nominee, your nominee of choice down. Those of you in the live stream can message me. You have 3 minutes beginning now.
Speeches?
Speeches?
Oh, speeches. Oh.
Right.
Let's go back to that. My apologies. We'll do speeches. If you wish to change your vote, those of you who have voted, you can change it. So beginning in the order they were nominated, Councillor Yao. You have 2 minutes.
Thank you for the nomination. I think that this is a worthwhile committee. GovWeek is going into its third year of existence now. And for anybody that was here last year may remember that I was a staunch opponent to GovWeek, and I didn't necessarily see the value in it, and I was one of the councillors that wanted to see it cease. So I feel that if I was to be elected to the committee, for anybody that's familiar with the concept of the six thinking hats, I would lend the black hat thinking to it, where I could develop any criticisms to it and try and poke holes in it, so that any of these criticisms are addressed and that GovWeek can end up being better than the past 2 years we've had it. So I, again, thank you for the nomination. However, I feel that regardless of the two candidates that you choose, I think you're going to have a good choice either way.
Thank you, Governor Flamin. Okay, now I will allow you 3 minutes in which to decide and submit your vote.
The Conservative Party that is going to the
to ban anyone in a position of authority in the public sector from wearing a visible religious symbol.
They kind of already did this, don't they?
No, because they tried to do it once, but it was unconstitutional, and so they stopped. But now, they know it's going to be real unconstitutional again, using the Santa Claus.
And they can do this one?
The non-standing clause doesn't apply to democratic rights or freedom of movement. It also doesn't apply to indigenous rights. It applies to all personal rights, though.
Okay.
So, like, free speech, like all freedom of expression, most labor rights,
should you just make this
that kind of thing. It's this loaded gun that's just been lying around, and no one's used it yet. And now there's Doug Ford. And now
2 minutes.
Everyone is going to be
used. I think he's wrong. I think that he just makes a really good argument for them. But it's like, this is kindergarten. Like,
what's up on August 10th? I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't mark it.
Oh, but.
Yeah. It's Catherine.
She's
like, yeah, this is kind of fucked up. And I'm like, yeah, it is.
I'm.
Because
I can't access the like sub chitters or whatever you
call
them.
Why do you have so many
apps?
Read your email.
So look, at this point now I have so many unread emails. There's no point in even trying. Like,
it's just them all.
But some of them might be important.
Then read them.
But also, it'd be hard to delete them all. I'd have to go through and click 20,000 times.
No. You highlight all.
My phone is
mark all as red. This is an iPhone.
Go back to like March 3rd, 2015. Urgent. It requires an attention.
My friends always say things require an attention. I don't get emails from my friends.
I'll email you. What? You mean chill a bit?
What's the last
What's the comment?
Oh, well, I get like a bunch of random spam stuff when I have a bottle.
Probably. Like a bunch of embarrassing cousins.
You know, I could. Where is it? You know,
getting
this call.
Fair enough.
So the new member of GovWeek Planning Committee is Governor Flamin. Our final item on the agenda is Rates moves to put the internationalization policy up for second reading. And that is not really a motion that you have to make.
Yeah.
Councilor Rates, can you clarify what you mean by that? If you wish to put up the second reading for the next council meeting, you just submit the second reading at the next for the next council meeting. Was there something else you meant by that? Councilor Rates. Okay. Governor Flyman, yes?
I think I also might also have a point of parliamentary inquiry regarded to that motion.
Yes, what is that?
Since it is coming from, I guess, I assume, policy committee, should that have belonged under board and committee business instead of a general order?
Yeah, but yes.
Okay.
The answer is yes, but based on the wording, I can see why it may have been mixed up. So, Councilor Rates, is that a motion, or was that something you were asking a question about? So is it a motion to approve second principles? Okay.
Yes.
So for the minutes, let's go for Flynn.
Never mind.
Okay. So I have clarified with Councilor Rates. For the minutes, can we reword that to Rates moves on behalf of policy committee to approve second principles of the internationalization policy.
You need a second.
Yeah, I'll get a second. Vice President Bourgeois.
So wait, he's planning to be
after the old minutes.
After the old
minutes?
You
passed it.
Oh, gosh. I have my chance.
Right
there. Okay, so these are the facts. I will show you the resolutions here. Next, the facts, you can go back up and see them. Councilor Rates, would you like to introduce that motion, or is there someone who would? Councilor Bielak, do you have an introduction for that?
Yeah.
Okay, Councilor Bielak.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Speaker's capitalized. So this is the second reading. We are discussing if the policy reflects the discussion of principles affirmed when it passed the first reading. So some background, this policy has been under review since last year. It's not up for renewal until 2020. The review continued because we did not want to lose the work done on the draft last year. So as a reminder, some of the engagement that went on, there was previous consultation with the ISA that was completed. The BPA consulted with the ISS and UAB International. The research team found areas as the facts, as well as the Office of Student Ombuds. And there was also an update since the last reading. Resolution number 5 was added. I think there's also a fact added as well. Can't speak to that. Stephen or Councillor Rates might know about the fact that was added. But that's everything, yeah.
Here you Councillor Bielak. Now open the floor to debate on the motion.
Oh, sorry. Fact 5 was added.
What's that?
Fact 5.
Fact 5. Okay, so Fact 5 was added.
Yes.
The last time this came through Council. Vice President Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'll be voting in favor of this policy because I do appreciate that it reflects a much more updated and realistic situation of what international students currently face in Canada and specifically the University of Alberta, in particular to what Councillor Bielak noted as Resolution 0.5, something that we did see last year and the year before that and could likely, and could potentially see in the future. So it's important to have these policies in place and something that is as updated as this and takes what I consider a very strong and hard-line stance on a lot of these issues to protect international students.
Thank you, Mr. President Brown. There is someone typing in the live stream. Is there any other people from the floor? Is that a placard, Governor Flyman?
Yes.
Governor Flyman.
So after speaking with a few different groups since we passed first principles, I am still just as opposed to this as I was 2 weeks ago. However, I do feel that second reading does adhere to first principles, so I will be voting in favor of it.
Thank you, Governor Flamin. Councilor Bielak.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Totally in favor. Voting yes.
There's nothing with was typing. Send their message. Is there any other debate from the floor? Going once. Going going twice. Governor Flam.
I just wondered if it might serve to add specifics to Resolution 6, because I find that international student organizations does seem a little bit vague, and I think the main go-to might be the International Student Association. However, this year, if I recall, they're kind of defunct at the moment.
Vice President Bourgeois.
The reason we put international student organizations is for that very reason, that putting any specificity in that resolution could mean that we have to amend it if one of those organizations were to fall through. So it allows us to do a greater breadth in our consultation. It's less limiting.
Thank you, Mr. President Bourgeois. Any other debate? People, but now there's people typing in, so that's a really thing. A quick reminder, everyone, I know I say this almost every time, but I think it's very clear, it's very necessary for me to say, you are not voting as to whether or not you like this, you're voting as to whether or not it aligns with the first principles which were already passed. So if you think that this aligns with the first principles that were passed at the previous meeting, then you should vote in favor. If you believe it does not, from Councilor Palmer, from the last council meeting, it was raised that there was concern about students being very affected by accessibility, mental issues as barriers facing international students, specifically stress and suicide. I just wanted to bring this again to speak in favor of this, as this was again discussed at policy meeting and was included in discussion in the creation of this policy, and it was not mental issues and health. Any other debate on this motion? Someone's typing again. I know we're actually at our time to recess. I'm not going to worry about it. We're just going to finish this. We'll be on the thing. You guys will all get enough time to recess once we're done. See if people have stopped typing. So I will close debate going once. Going twice, and I will close debate there.
You're bold.
We'll now vote on the second principles for the internationalization policy as written in our information items. All in favor? Those on the live stream, please vote in public so we can all see. There's 13 in favor from the room.
Lower our placards.
You can lower your placards. All opposed from the room? Any abstentions wishing to be noted from the room? The live stream? I'll give you like 10 more seconds to write your vote in. And all those who voted in the live stream are in favor. Motion carries. Okay. Oh, I apologize. There's one more item on here. We'll get through this last item. It's only one, so it shouldn't take us too long. I don't turn the words around. We did that. I think that's it then. So I will conclude with attendance and we will get out of here. Yes.
I think we forgot to special order the late additions onto the main agenda.
I believe there's only one thing on the main late additions.
Counselor scholarships.
Counselor scholarships. Mm-hmm. And I spoke to that at the beginning. That was under speaker's business. I spoke to that at the beginning. So after the meeting today, I'll recap what I said after the meeting today. I will send out the information with the blurb that was written for each person who was nominated. I will then give you, I'll write this all in the email as well. I will put a deadline in there. It will likely be Friday for you to get your vote in. You can send me an email with your vote in order of precedence. Not just one person, please put order of precedence.
Preference?
Preference. Yeah, order of preference. That's what I meant to say. Okay. President Larson.
Here.
Vice President Batnagar.
Present.
Vice President Brown.
Here.
Vice President Ripka.
Here.
Vice President Bourgeois.
Here.
Governor Flamin.
Yes.
Councilor Lynn. Here. Councilor Kobus. Councilor Anderson.
Here.
Councilor Rates. Councilor Mwale. Councilor Hosseini. It's here. Councilor Bilak.
Here.
Councilor Cutarm. Councilor Lee.
Here.
Councilor Hussein. Councilor Stack. Councilor Ferris.
Here.
Councilor Thibodeau.
Here.
Councilor Ansari. Councilor Yao.
Here.
Councilor Rosalind. Councilor Bose. Councilor Chung. Councilor Sunday. Councilor Palmer. He's here. Councilor Azuki. Councilor Hadouche. Councilor Kim.
I guess.
Councilor DePinto. Councilor Agarwal.
Present.
Councilor Risby. Councilor Bruce. Councilor Belcourt.
Risby's present.
Risby's here.
Risby's here. I want to go back and double check the attendee list. And with that, meeting adjourned at 8:15 p.m.
Governance!
Yeah.
Well done. Well done.
I was so nervous that I was going to say sports.
Valuable contribution to the proceedings.
I'm going
to
now. I'm not going to say I hop by the minute for council. It's all yours.